This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
As always, we have Rowan Shern here for the fortnightly arts gossip. Rowan, how
hey
are
Carla,
you?
Hey Carla, hey David, how are you today?
Very well, thanks. So,
what gossip do you have for us?
Look, it's a busy time at the moment, all around the country actually, but Melbourne in particularly, all the theatre companies and arts-based companies are announcing their 2020 season. So there has been some wonderful delights come on offer over the past week.
And it seems so far in advance, doesn't it?
Well, it does because, you know, they like to saturate the market and with their subscribers. So the subscribers always will get the first dibs on the plays. But last week, Malthouse, last Sunday afternoon, had a very fancy knees up down at the Cooper's Malthouse.
Announcing their 2020 launch.
Yes, announcing their season. And there's a couple of lovely shows that are going to be in there next year. So,
okay, like what?
One of them, 20 years ago, Christos Dasoulkas
wrote the
book Loaded, which was subsequently turned into a movie called Head On.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to see the stage adaptation, which Christos and Dan Giovannoni are currently writing. So we're going to actually see that. But that's going to be for the end of the year. One of my most favourite performers and is Le Gâteau Chocolat.
Oh, yes.
Who will be joining Adrian Truscott for Grey Arias. So I think we can expect a few show tunes and some, you know, banter between these two icons of the stage.
Adrian Truscott is fabulous as well.
Yes, and who we last saw in Wild Boar at Malthouse about 12 or so months ago.
Yep.
So Malthouse have got a season of around 8 plays over next year, so we're quite excited with that. Australian Opera coming with Fiddler on the Roof and Brand New Day, plus a new production of Lonnegan and Attila, which hasn't been seen in Melbourne for a few years, so that's quite exciting.
Did you say Brand New Day?
Brand New Day is coming back for a national tour next year.
Is that the indigenous musical?
Yes, yeah.
And Australian Opera are doing it?
Yes.
What?
So, yes. Well,
talk about branching out.
I know. Well,
I think they have to nowadays, really.
It is.
Well, that's a long, controversial conversation we'll have with you another time, David.
Well, people are probably not aware that Opera Australia, most of the major arts companies who use Arts Centre Melbourne next year, for the second half of the year, the State Theatre is actually going to be closed while it undergoes some maintenance and a bit of a zhoosh up. So the companies like the ballet and the opera have all had to find alternative venues for that period.
Where are they going, do you know?
The Comedy Theatre will be will host Fiddler on the Roof and Brand New Day.
Right. But Brand New Day, wasn't it partly presented by Australian Opera as well?
Was it a movie first or was it a musical first?
No, it was a stage musical first.
Okay.
And they get involved in musicals like My Fair Lady.
Well, they usually do Gilbert and Sullivan.
No. My Fair Lady they did.
Okay.
And Julie Andrews came out to direct it.
Okay.
And they co-produced Evita last year as well.
So they do get involved in stuff like this.
Yeah.
So it's quite exciting. I'm hoping there's another musical that'll be coming that's played Melbourne about 25 years ago. It's doing a Sydney run in the second half of next year, the other Secret Garden.
Secret Garden.
So I'm hoping that will venture down to Melbourne.
It would have to.
But it's probably fine. With the Arts Centre closed.
Well, but then there's also Her Majesty's as well.
There's a lot coming up at Her Majesty's as well
They would have been planning this years, wouldn't they? But only announced it recently to us.
That's right. So, the companies have been on notice to make Same thing happened when, you know, Sydney Opera House closed down for a bit of a renovation.
And Hamer Hall, when that was renovated, 5 years ago.
That's right, and, you know, Melbourne Symphony and a lot of the large concerts had to
Went to Town Hall, didn't
Town
they?
Hall yeah, for which, Symphony, so which was where the Symphony used to do their concerts anyway.
I loved it. I went to one of them and it was just so special. And they were actually doing it in the cathedral as well because they just had to.
Well, that's the thing. And look, you know, the cathedrals in Melbourne can seat a lot of people. Yep. So, but yeah, quite exciting times, I think, for the next 12 months. Yeah. Earlier this week, I was very lucky go to Sydney for the opening of Chicago, which is actually coming here to Melbourne later in the year.
Yep. Stunning. Isn't it the summer, the show at the
Yes, it's
Art
a summer
Centre?
Musical at the Arts Centre, so opening in mid-December.
Yep.
It's going via Brisbane. After the Sydney season, but the Bobby Walter production, which has played Melbourne probably around 20 years ago, and probably people will remember Carolyn O'Connor.
That was the last one I saw.
And Sharon Millichamp playing Roxy and Velma.
It was fabulous.
Awesome.
And look, new cast for a new era, you know, we've got Natalie Bassingthwaite as Roxy Hart.
Really?
Yep. Alinta Chintzy is playing Velma Kelly, who people would have seen Alinta down here in Melbourne with the production company and Watch This.
Yep.
The highlight for me for the night was actually Casey Donovan.
Oh, really?
Playing Mama Morton.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It was like...
Oh, I've got chills.
It was just like the song when... her lead song, because they basically have like little party pieces to introduce each of the characters, and when she came out and sang When You're Good to Mama, it was just like the song was written for Casey, and the audience just went wild. And
well, this is our favourite musical, Rowan. It is. So will I be thrilled?
Look, I think it's sexy. You know, the Anne Reicking choreography, which was based on Bob Fosse's, and you can see the homage to Bob Fosse in some of the numbers.
Do you know what? I just love hearing that man's name. There, you know, he is...
So many good memories.
So much. And I saw a doco about him that was showing on one of the cable channels, and you forget how much influence he had. He really did. Like Michael Jackson's Moonwalk, they reckon that Michael Jackson actually stole it, but then perfected it more. But Fosse actually had already done it. You know, like just things like that.
A true pioneer.
Yeah.
Well, Australian audiences have been, you know, treated to two classical choreographers this year of the music theatre form. You know, Jerome Robbins when we had West Side Story here a few months ago, and now we're going to get Bob Fosse, who are the two probably icons
of
dance.
Who's the male in this, though?
Well, for Sydney and Brisbane, we've got Tom Berlinson, who people will probably remember from Man from Snowy River. But he's actually a performer in his own right has toured the country in other shows. So he plays the sleazy lawyer, Billy Flynn.
But who are we getting when it comes
Melbourne's
to Melbourne?
Melbourne's getting Jason Donovan, who's currently playing... Currently playing Herod in Joseph and His Technicolor Dreamcoat on the West End.
Which he originally played
Joseph.
Joseph.
Many, many, many years ago.
And his daughter's in it as well.
Yes.
Two ex-neighbour stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's quite funny. People, I hope the Melbourne audiences don't get confused because we'll have two Donovans in the show too, but they're not related.
Yes.
So, Jason Donovan will do the Melbourne season. And I've got to give a shout out to Rodney Dobson, who plays Amos Hart in the show. And he basically nearly stole the show on Tuesday night with Mr. Cellophane. And such a fantastic song. And of course,
a great song.
He's not there. He didn't even get a playoff when everyone else did. But look, everything about this production, it's stripped back. You know, it's Brechtian style, plain set. Everything's done in black and white. And the choreography is absolutely stunning. So go out and get your tickets for it because it's just a great show.
All right. What else do you think is worthwhile talking about? Melbourne Theatre Company. They've just released all of their stuff as well.
No, Melbourne Theatre Company are just about to launch, so I can't really say what they're actually going to be doing. But there is some really lovely gems coming out of Melbourne Theatre Company for their 2020 now, season. However,
what's on at present?
Currently playing down at the South Bank Theatre is The Golden Shield.
Now, and I'm hearing really good reports about this.
Look, for a new writer, a new voice, and Chilli Felicia King, she's only in her early 20s, and here she's written this full-length play about, you know, that whole thing about censorship and, you know, manipulation from between countries and things that are going on, you know, between... It's not set here in Australia. It's sort of set being British, American versus China and that whole relationship.
Yep.
But the power of the piece is actually so really, really good. The set, the design, everything about it. So this new voice. But the interesting thing is this artist or this playwright has got 4 plays in commission this year alone.
Whoa.
Wow.
There's 2 in Sydney and there's also an overseas.
What's her name again?
Her name is Chilli Felicia King. So I hope I got the name right. So new playwright. She's come out of Melbourne Theatre Company's one of their new playwriting streams.
Right, yep,
the next stage.
Yep.
So
because I thought I knew the name.
Yeah, because the work had, I believe, had a workshop in New York, and you can really see that a lot of work has been done on this play. So full credit to Melbourne Theatre Company.
Yeah.
Because it's probably one of the highlights of this year, especially of new work seen on the Melbourne stage.
Okay. Brilliant. Anything else?
Look, this week I've got a few openings. Private Peaceful opens from the author of Warhorse at Chapel of Chapel on Wednesday night. Only 5-night run, so go see that. So if you're sort of like a sad war story, go see that. Bangarra opens their Melbourne account here. Last night, Australian Ballet opened Sylvia at Arts Centre Melbourne.
Oh, I'm going tomorrow night.
Yes, a 3-actor, you know. I probably shouldn't say this on radio, but it's a lesbian's wet dream because all the women dressed out in their Trojan.
Yeah, and they have sword fighting.
Fighting and, you know, it's about love and there's 3 intertwining stories, so do read the synopsis before you go, otherwise you will get lost.
A little bit confused.
That's a good reminder for the ballet.
Well, it was a hot, it was so funny during the first interval last night that everyone was scurrying for the cheat sheets because everyone's going, What's going on? But the music, Delaby's music, it's done by Ballet Royalty, Stanton Walsh, who's the artistic director of the Houston Ballet.
Yeah.
It made its world premiere in Houston in February, and it's a co-production with the Australian Ballet.
Okay. Well, the imagery looks beautiful.
Yes, and look,
it looks very Art Deco, you know, a lot of
ways. Yes and no. It's sort of like that very Arcadia style. Yep. The set is visually stunning, and they project onto it.
Okay.
And things move, and it's cheeky, you know, the fauns, you know, they have all the gods of love, you know, Eros and Zeus, they all make an appearance.
Right.
So, and it was such a fantastic night. So,
okay, great.
Top stars to the Australian Ballet.
Right.
So, so busy week, really, here in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
So,
well, it's always a busy week, especially
course,
for you, because you're a man about town.
And Tuesday night, Victorian Opera do announce their 2020 season and having already had a sneak preview of what they're doing next year, and there's a couple of gems which I'm really, really looking forward to. So we can talk about that in a fortnight's
time. Absolutely. And we're actually talking to about Melbourne Opera today as well. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you again, Rowan.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.